The public hearing is now called to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Legislators May.
Here.
Rowley.
Here.
Burtis.
Here.
Tassone.
Here.
Cody.
Here.
Abbott Keenan. Kuhn.
Here.
Ryan.
Here.
Chase.
Here.
Holmquist.
Here.
McBride.
Here.
Bush.
Here.
Kelly.
Here.
Kinney.
Here.
Williams.
Here.
Irvin.
Present.
Mr. Chairman.
Here.
16 present, 1 absent.
Thank you. Will the clerk please read the notice?
Calling for a public hearing on the proposed inclusion of viable agricultural lands within certified agricultural districts pursuant to Section 303B of the New York State Agriculture and Markets Law. Resolved that pursuant to Section 303B of New York State Agriculture and Markets Law, a public hearing will be held to consider the above requests for inclusions and recommendations on the inclusion of predominantly viable agricultural lands within certified agricultural districts, which hearing shall be held at the Onondaga County Courthouse, County Legislative Chambers, 4th floor, 401 Montgomery Street, Syracuse, New York, on Thursday, November 4th, 2021 at 12:55 p.m.
Motion waive the reading. Objections? Seeing none, waivers granted. Was the notice duly published?
It was.
Are there any speakers specifically on the inclusion of viable agricultural land within certified agricultural districts?
None have signed in.
Thank you. Are there any speakers who would like to speak? Hearing none, the hearing is now closed. The regular meeting is now called to order. The clerk will please call the roll.
Legislators May.
Here.
Rowley.
Here.
Burtis.
Here.
Tassone.
Here.
Cody.
Here.
Abbott Keenan. Kuhn.
Here.
Ryan.
Here.
Chase.
Here.
Holmquist.
Here.
McBride.
Here.
Bush.
Here.
Kelly.
Here.
Kinney.
Here.
Williams.
Here.
Irvin. Mr. Chairman.
Here.
16 present, 1 absent.
Thank you. If everyone will please rise for the invocation led by Legislator Burtis and remain standing for the salute to the flag by Legislator Kuhn.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to serve my community here at the legislature, and I pray you would give us great wisdom as we make decisions. I ask that you would give comfort and peace to those that are hurting physically, struggling financially, or mentally today. Lord, thank you that we live in the greatest country in the world. I thank you for blessing the United States of America, and I pray that you will help us all in the days and months ahead. I pray for peace and protection, that you would give us good health, that we would be well. Thank you, Lord, for the men and women of the armed services. I ask that you would protect them today and always. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reading of the minutes, is there a motion to waive the reading?
So moved.
Motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
This time we'll go to the public comment period. Has anyone signed in to speak?
Yes.
Okay, looks like we have two speakers. When I call your name, if you could just come up to the desk here. Typical policy of the legislature is three or 5 minutes. If you could keep your comments to that distance, I'd appreciate it. So we will start with Siobhan, Chris, boy, I'm having trouble with your handwriting. I apologize. Thank you. And then we'll have Linda Garrity next.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Siobhan Christou. I'm a registered nurse and one of two communicable disease nurses who work in the Bureau of Disease Control for Onondaga County Health Department. I want to start out with a couple of numbers. 20 is the number of nurses employed currently by the Onondaga County Health Department. This has dropped since the pandemic. Zero is the amount of shift differential we received for working countless evenings and weekends throughout this pandemic. Each nurse working for the county has sacrificed to keep our community safe. We were physically here in the office day in and day out, weekends, holidays, whatever was needed. We are the ones who are reassuring newly diagnosed COVID patients who had no idea whether they were going to live or die, all while contact tracing to ensure there was no further spread in our community. We are the ones who adapted to the ever-changing guidance and continue to work tirelessly to put the health of others ahead of our own. Once the vaccine came out, we again stepped up and vaccinated our community members, some of us before we were fully vaccinated ourselves. We have continuously acclimated to different roles for the health of the public and are asking for such a small amount in return. We are not just COVID nurses. We also investigate and mitigate foodborne illnesses, assess animal encounters with the public to prevent the fatal rabies virus, treat and screen tuberculosis, STDs, the list goes on and on. The county's current proposal on the table of a 2% wage increase truly feels like a slap in the face. My colleagues are throwing up their hands in exasperation and taking positions where they feel valued and respected. The county must take action to retain and recruit high-quality professionals to provide the critical public health services that Onondaga County residents rely on. I would like to close out with a few more numbers for thought. An RN at Cortland County Health Department now makes 17% more than an RN at Onondaga County in the same comparable step. NISNA members at Madison County were given an across-the-board increase of 15.89% this past year alone. And finally, 5.9% is the projected COLA, or cost of living adjustment, the highest increase we've ever seen in almost 40 years. We are currently in negotiations for our new contract with NISA, and we're asking you to honor the heroes of this pandemic, the nurses. We are a small group of hardworking people that are asking for the recognition that we so justly deserve. We are hoping that the county legislature shows us the same support and appreciation the public has shown us throughout this pandemic. We want to retain the nurses that we have left to prove that time and time again, we are valuable, knowledgeable, reliable, but most importantly, we care about the people and the community that we live in. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you. Next, Linda Garrity.
May I take my mask off?
Sure.
Thank you. Hello. Let's get the butterflies down a little bit. Good afternoon, Chairman Knapp and members of the county legislature. I am Linda Garrity, and I am the NISNA local president for the bargaining unit. And later this month, I will be starting my 17th year as a county nurse here. I come before you today encouraging you to show your support for the county nurses. I recognize that no one really wants to talk or think about COVID. Trust me, neither do the nurses, not anymore. So today, I would like to talk to you about the part of the COVID pandemic that most people may not know about. While life was put on pause, the activities of the health department continued. Since the start of the pandemic, there have been 19 either active or suspect or ongoing cases of tuberculosis. These folks all need to have their own contact investigation, medical workup, and any contacts associated with those people also had to be investigated, tested, and if necessary, begin treatment. But the primary work for the nurses was COVID investigations. High risk and teenage pregnancies happened. The nurses were instructed to check on their moms when there was time. This should be accomplished either by phone calls or video calls because we couldn't make home visits at the time. Now, considering that each nurse was putting in a solid 8 to 10 hour days, many times stretching to 12 hour days doing COVID investigations, it really didn't leave time for calling these pregnant moms and checking on them. Yet COVID investigations marched on. As you may have heard in the news, STD remained very prevalent in our community. Since the start of the pandemic, it had been reported twice to the public about a syphilis outbreak. Dedicated STD clinics were arranged to test and treat any cases. And COVID work for these nurses continued also. The nurses of the long-term care program who looked for after our elderly who might have been in need in services, they had two nurses for all of the elderly in our community that might need services, trying to juggle and arranging for their needs as calls came in, while constantly getting pulled in to do contact investigations or vaccines. Let's not forget about the rabies, dog bites, tick, Lyme disease, and enterics, and that's GI stuff in case you guys don't know what enterics mean. They all required their own investigation and treatment to be arranged if necessary. But these nurses were doing COVID investigations too. Time moves on, the numbers remain high. While the time devoted strictly to COVID has lessened, the nurses are still required to divide their time between the two, the regular duties and investigations and vaccines. Healthy Families has suffered the loss of six staff members that have left the county employment during this time. Recruitment to fill these positions is happening, but salary is being reported as a primary deterrent in accepting a position. And then the vaccines got approved, so we're still halfway through this, folks. The work shifted from investigations to administering the vaccine. Again, long clinics where nurses were pulled from all departments, long-term, BDC, and Healthy Families to staff and manage these clinics. Today, the nurses wanted to be present while we spoke to show unity for our union. An STD clinic and vaccine clinic have made that impossible to do. And now the 5-year-old to 11-year-olds have been approved. And more clinics to be scheduled. And I know that our county exec is making an announcement this afternoon at some point regarding what the plans are for that. This again will pull us away from our regular duties. This has an impact on your on our clients and your constituents. We currently are a group of 20 nurses. We have brought proposals to the table in an effort to make our wages competitive with the other counties and agencies around us. A nurse came up to me the other day stating that the starting wage for a neighboring county health department is higher than what she is currently making here at the county after being here for 2 years. People have often said to me, well, look at the nurse at Upstate. And we get compared to Upstate all the time and stuff. And my response always has been that you cannot compare a hospital, which is 24/7, to this. And I never thought about the fact that there's all the outpatient clinics through Upstate that operate just Monday through Friday. So I went ahead and investigated this and found that the base pay for an RN is exactly the same for a hospital or for the outpatient clinic if you are employed through Upstate. So yes, we can compare ourselves to Upstate. Please support us in achieving a fair and equitable wage. Our proposals on the table aren't to be greedy or outlandish, but rather to make us more competitive in securing well-trained professionals. We have been stretched and pulled to the max, trying to maintain the quality standards that we expect of ourselves as well as the county. The comments that the nurses have received from the public during the vaccine clinics have been nothing but praise and gratitude for us. But being short-staffed and doing double duty, so to speak, has taken its toll. Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes the speakers who have signed in. Is there anyone else that would like to participate in the public comment period? Seeing none, the public comment period is now closed. Presentation of communications.
As listed on the agenda, the legislature received a report of the county executive vetoing Amendment J to the county budget regarding Hopkins Road improvements for $2 million.
Okay, thank you. So we will take up this item now before the call of legislative districts, since it kind of falls outside of that. So the way this works is it's a we will first entertain a motion. I'm not asking for that yet. I'm just describing the process. If there's a motion to reconsider and a second, then we will have a vote to decide if we will actually reconsider Amendment J, which was vetoed. We'll have a vote. If there's 9 votes to proceed, then we will go on to discuss the actual Amendment J. After we have the discussion on that, then we will actually have a vote to override the veto, which will require a supermajority, which is 12 votes. Okay? So we'll start with the first. Is there a motion to reconsider Amendment J? Leslie Ryan.
Motion to reconsider, Chair.
Thank you. Is there a second? Legislator Jordan. Okay. So we will do a...
Williams.
Oh, I'm sorry, Legislator Williams. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah. I was looking at my agenda before I recognized you. I apologize. Okay, we have a motion and a second, so now we will vote. So we'll do a long call. A yes means that we will bring the item back for a vote. A no means we will not reconsider the item and the veto will stand. Okay? If the clerk will please call the roll.
Legislators May?
No.
Irvin?
Yes.
Kuhn?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Chase? Holmquist?
No.
McBride?
No.
Bush?
Yes.
Kelly?
No.
Kinney?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Rowley?
Yes.
Burtis?
No.
Tassone?
No.
Cody?
No.
Mr. Chairman?
No.
8 ayes, 8 opposed, 1 absent.
Okay, so in a situation of a tie, it does not pass. So the motion to reconsider fails. The veto stands. Okay, moving on to reports of standing committees.
None.
Reports of special committees?
None.
The clerk will call the roll of legislative districts, starting with district number 6.
District 6, Mrs. Abakinan.
Chairman, I'm standing in for our chairwoman of the health committee. I'd like to present item 1 and ask for its adoption.
Thank you.
Amending the Onondaga County Sanitary Code.
Lisa Cody.
This resolution would update the sanitary code, which has not been updated in many years. It would actually repeal things in our code that the state already covers, and the corresponding fees and fines will be following.
Thank you. Other discussion on item number one? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 16 ayes, one absent.
Resolution number one is adopted.
District 7, Ms. Kuhn?
None.
District 8, Mr. Ryan?
None.
District 9, Dr. Chase?
None.
District 10, Mr. Holmquist?
Mr. Chairman, I rise and offer resolutions 2, 3, and 4 and urge their adoption.
Amending the 2021.
Motion to waive the reading. Objections? Hearing none. Waivers granted. Legislator Holmquist.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Resolution number 2 is amending a current intermunicipal agreement between the City of Syracuse and Onondaga County. It started in 2014. It's a PeopleSoft contract. So this is amending it and extending it to March 30th of 2022. I urge its adoption.
Thank you. Other comments on item number 2? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 16 ayes, one absent.
Resolution number 2 is adopted. Number 3.
Approving the inclusion of viable agricultural land within certified agricultural districts pursuant to Section 303-B of the New York State Agriculture and Markets Law.
Legislator Holmquist.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As read, I urge its adoption. Thank you.
Other discussion on item number 3. I know the Farmland Protection Board has done a lot of work on this. Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 16 ayes, one absent.
Resolution number 3 is adopted. Item number 4, Legislator Holmquist, are you requesting a waiver?
Yes, request a waiver for number 4, Mr.
Objections
Chair.
To a waiver being granted for item number 4? Seeing none, the waiver is granted. Melanie.
Calling a public hearing regarding the reapportionment of the Onondaga County Legislature.
Legislator Holmquist.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This public hearing, of course, is the county legislature's portion of the redistricting commission work that they've been doing. This is the public hearing, which is mandated in our charter. The public hearing for the redistricting proposal is scheduled for Wednesday, November 10th at 6 p.m. I urge its adoption.
Thank you. Questions, comments on item number 4? Leslie Kuhn.
Thank you, Chairman. Ordinarily, I'm very much in favor of public hearings to include the voice of the citizenry in decisions that we make since they elected us. Having attended all 5 of the public hearings for the Reapportionment Commission and having all those voices just yesterday disregarded, I will be opposing this just because I don't feel like I want to encourage wasting people's time. 5 of the meetings happened, 2 of them without even the maps being present. The third one happened hours after the maps were revealed. Really wasn't very much time for people, and people asked for more time, and we were told that the chairperson of the commission disagreed with the public. So I will be opposing this. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments? Legislator Kinney.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I understand wholeheartedly my colleagues' problems with this, and I tend to agree with her. I'm not sure why we rushed this process. 2 new people were elected to this body just yesterday, and they're going to be here and not part of this decision. The maps are clearly, or the proposed map, I should say, is clearly not well thought out of. I mean, they're taking the Strathmore district, which is a strong neighborhood in my district, very unified, and you're splitting it. Why anyone would do that? Why anyone would have two different legislators in the same neighborhood? Is this beyond my understanding? So obviously, you haven't thought this out very well, because there's other areas and other districts. Quite frankly, 2 years is a long way off. I don't know what I'll do, but my proposed district is pretty favorable to me by my looking at it. I'm opposed to it because of what you did to the Strathmore section. Absolutely ridiculous, very harmful to a neighborhood, and I don't know why. I don't know what your agenda was to do this like this. I mean, we had plenty of time to do this, but you're rushing it. So, yes, I'll vote for this public hearing. I don't have any faith that you'll listen to the people, but I'll vote for it. Thank you.
Other comments on item number 4? Seeing none, clerk will call a long call.
Legislators May?
Yes.
Irvin?
Yes.
Kuhn?
No.
Ryan?
Yes.
Chase?
Yes.
Holmquist?
Yes.
McBride?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Kinney?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Rowley?
Yes.
Burtis?
Yes.
Tassone?
Yes.
Cody?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
15 ayes, 1 opposed, 1 absent.
Resolution number 4 is adopted.
District 11, Mr. McBride?
None.
District 12, Mr. Knapp?
None.
District 13, Mr. Bush?
None.
District 14, Dr. Kelly?
None.
District 15, Mr. Kinney?
None.
District 16, Mr. Williams?
None.
District 17, Mrs. Irvin?
None.
District 1, Mr. May?
None.
District 2, Mr. Rowley?
None.
District 3, Mr. Burtis?
Mr. Chairman, I rise and present item number 5 and urge its adoption.
Accepting and approving the contract between the County of Onondaga, the Sheriff of Onondaga County, and the Onondaga County Deputy Sheriff's Police Association.
Legislator Burtis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are ratifying a labor agreement between OXPA, Onondaga County Deputy Sheriff's Police Association, for the term of January 1st, 2021 through December 31st, 2024. This was presented to their membership October 21st, 2021, and it had almost unanimous, very high acceptance, and it's a good agreement, and I would urge everybody to vote for it. Thank you.
Other comments on item number 5? Seeing none, the clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin, Williams. 16 ayes, 1 absent.
Resolution number 5 is adopted. There is no unfinished business. I actually have 2 announcements from the chair. Number 1, some of you may or may not have heard, but Legislator Abbott Keenan's, one of her sons was in a car accident on Tuesday, so that's why she's not here today. But spent some time in the hospital, but I think he's home now, doing okay, but go have a little recovery, so please keep her in your thoughts. And then on the pleasant side, I'm told today is Legislator Kinney's birthday. So I'd like to acknowledge that. I would entertain a motion to have the Leader Irvin sing happy birthday to him if we'd like to do that. So anyway, please wish Legislator Kinney a happy birthday. Leader May, is there a motion to adjourn?
Chairman, I move to adjourn until 10 a.m. November 12th.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, we are adjourned until November 12th at 10 a.m.